let's turn in your Bibles to that passage where Paul talks about the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. Everybody found it? Okay. Okay, let's turn to the book of Romans then. Don't actually turn there. But, or his letter to the Corinthians, and find that place where Paul talks about the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law.
In Romans,
or 2 Corinthians.
Oh,
right. Or his second letter to the Corinthians. Now, immediately, you see that there's a problem finding things. And it took 1,500 years for the church to realize that this was a problem. Because there were no verses and no chapters and everything to be able to find one. So with the invention of the printing press and then the mass production of verses, of Bibles, and with the circulation of the Bible, somebody said, you know, we need to come up with a system for being able to find things.
What was the printing press then? Do you remember about?
I do not remember.
Yeah, approximately. Yeah.
Well, let's see, the King James 1600, I'd say probably in the 12 or 1300s.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the 12 or 1300s is probably when the printing press was invented, but the New Testament was finally divided into chapters around 1244 AD, 1244. That's on your handout by a man by the name of Stephen Langton, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury at that time. And he was the one who basically said, you know, it'll be easier if we can find things better if we have chapter designations. But it took about 100 years later, or 300 years later, for actually the New Testament to be put into verses. So New Testament verse designations were developed around AD 1555 by a man by the name of Robert Estienne, or Stephanus was his what he was frequently called. And the reason that they did that was to be able to find things. So I would, instead of saying, you know, what you're normally used to hearing, instead of turning the place in your New Testament where Paul talks about the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law, we say turn to Romans chapter 3 or chapter 2 verses 29 and so forth and so on. So what we have to remember is that the chapter and the verse divisions are not inspired. They are simply put in there by modern day, relatively modern day authors to help us to be able to find things, and so that everybody's on the same footing when you refer to verses, to certain verses in the Bible. Now, the King James Version, which came out in 1611, adopted the chapter verse designations, which logically